And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. It's Saturday morning. Grab your coffee. Strap in, because we're going for a ride. I'm Jop, he's Barbecue Bob, and Tim Sobey's in the studio with us. I got a meat stick in my hand. It's going to be a great day.
Yes, is that yours or is that one of ours,
meat stick? It's crunchy, so it's one of yours.
You can't say that.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is good. This is one of my favorites. I love the cheese in there.
What are we eating, Tim? Tell us about it.
It's our Smokies with cheese and maple syrup. Mm. So it's it looks like a baby meat stick. But it's actually our breakfast sausage, and then with the maple syrup and Wisconsin cheddar in there. And they're good anytime. And if you're doing that morning grilling thing, sure. Yeah. I'd say it's an early game. You're already getting together with the neighbors, et cetera. Put those on. You have kind of an eye opener, and they're awesome. If you get, even if it's a tube biscuit, if you don't hand make your own, put them in a tube biscuit with that. Oh, man, you're living large.
What's that?
Like a hamburger bun or a hot dog bun?
No, like you get like the buttermilk biscuits in a tube.
Yeah.
Oh, tube.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Not a tube steak, but a tube biscuit.
I thought he was saying two biscuits.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Two biscuits are good.
Right.
Depends if she spent the night with you or not.
So the other thing that you could do to make... that one just sunk in. The other thing you could do to make these great is do a pigs in a blanket type thing with this. Just make little pancakes. Heat these up first, make your pancake, wrap it around it. You just eat it like a sandwich.
Ooh, yeah.
God, that's good. You can dip it some more syrup.
Sobey's breakfast sausage is really good. Mm-hmm. You can buy it, the links.
Right.
And you can use those around with the crescent rolls wrapped around them.
Oh,
that's a fantastic pig in a blanket. Yep. Throw a little aged provolone on there. Oh, my.
Would you cook those breakfast sausages a little bit first before you wrap the... So the 10, 12 minutes they're in the oven is enough to get the breakfast sausage done?
Do it all the time.
Do you?
Yep.
Okay. Because I just weren't worried that it didn't get cooked through, but if it does, it does.
Well,
I've never done that.
It's Sobey's ground pork, so 145 is just fine.
Yep.
You know what you're getting.
Right.
Now, if you're getting sausage at the big box store, well, shame on you.
Yeah, and cook it better.
Bring it up to 200.
Right, yeah.
And that's good you taught me something today, too, because I'll be honest, we always do the Smokies in the pigs with the blanket with those two biscuits, right? I would have thought the same thing. There again, putting the raw sausage in that. That's awesome.
Well, and your sausage is so lean that you don't get a lot of fat. You don't get a lot of grease out of it. So you're not, ruining it like you would a real fatty, like big brand sausage.
Yeah.
You get so much grease off it.
Yep. So it's good. It's good. So, tailgating, guys, let's start at the beginning. First of all, let's talk about a little bit of food prep and food safety.
I thought you were going to tell us Adam was a tailgater.
Well, I don't know who Adam is, but Eve's...
The beginning.
Oh, in the beginning. I caught it there at the end. I think that food prep and food safety is something that we got to talk about. Tim, I know you have tons of raw product in your... operation, and give us the fundamentals of if I want to bring some hamburger and I want to cook it 4 hours later, but I leave at 6 a.m. to get to my tailgate because we got a noon kickoff. And I want to make it ahead so it's easier when I get there. What do I do with that burger to make sure that it's still fresh and good and I don't have any problems? Is it as simple as just keeping it cold, or has you got any tricks for that?
No, it's simple as keeping it cold, but that's the biggest thing, Keep it cold. It's going to sound silly when I say it this way. Keep it cold till it's time to start getting it hot, right?
Right.
And then when you're done and it's hot, keep it hot till it's time to start getting it cold. So you got leftovers. Make sure, you want to get those chilled afterwards. But certainly, we have a lot of boxes of gloves in the shop. Even if you use something, if it was a piece of wax paper or something you had with you while you're doing your grilling, something like that to touch the meat and then just throw that away because you might not have clean water. Or if you got a box of wet ones, keep with you. Just the biggest thing, just, man, clean up. You touch raw, get it off your hands so you're not cross-contaminated.
Speaking of cleaning up, I'm cleaning up on this piece of jerky. Tell me what I'm eating here. This is
That's the hillbilly
wonderful.
Jerky, yeah.
Is it?
I'll tell you what, another one, you got that tailgater thing. Take a couple of pieces of that and throw it if you're grilling or you got a Blackstone or whatever you're doing and warm those up just a titch. Tastes like it just came right out of the smoker.
Ooh, yeah. Kind of almost rehydrated a little bit.
Yeah.
When you warm it up.
Yeah.
It'll get a little softer.
This is my favorite jerky that you make.
Yeah. That's our number one seller, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Give us the profile on that, because that's another great thing to take to a tailgate.
Yeah, so that there's just a little bit of heat with that. Nothing too hot, but, you know, it has just a good general, like back in the day, like the original jerky, a lot of pepper in there, of course.
Because it's hillbilly.
Yeah, because it's hillbilly.
Yeah.
Mountain Williams.
Right, yeah. That's exactly it. So additional safety is with your cutting boards and your tools and things. If you're using raw meat, a lot of people like to do like chicken kebabs and things and make those ahead. And we'll talk about recipes in those in a minute in the next segment. But just when I've got chicken or I've got raw pork and I'm handling it, I've kept it cold. Now I'm there. Right. What's the what are your recommendations with regard to cutting boards and knives and things to make sure we're not getting people sick?
Cross-contamination.
I would, especially chicken, I guess if somebody is going to say, well, that's not the manly way to do it, okay, we're still alive. But right. I would really encourage, if you're, let's say, chicken kebabs, build them at home where you have hot, soapy water. You
Great
can get
point.
Them cleaned up. And then even if you take those, wrap them in foil in a plastic bag, because it's going to be in the cooler.
Right.
And when you take them out, have something else. If it's there again, you get a glove or something else to touch that raw chicken kebab to put it on the grill, on the smoker, and then you use tongs after that.
Right. So if you the point that I want to make right there is don't use your tongs to reach in the bag to pull out the raw chicken and then go to flip something that's already on the grill.
Right.
Right.
Or you're grabbing that raw chicken. Now you're reaching into that bag of jerky. Now that right. guy just yep. contaminated everything that's
in the
raw.
Jerky bag. Yeah.
And we tell
it won't
our
kill
employees,
you, but you'll be on the can.
Right.
You'll
and
be
on the can. That's not good when if you got to wait till halftime. Right.
Yeah. And we even tell our employees treat chicken like poison. If you touched poison, you wouldn't touch anything else.
Right.
So it's on. It fell on a counter. It, whatever that is, the knife, cutting board, treat it like poison.
Right.
Because in essence, when it turns to salmonella, it is.
Yeah. Right. And it isn't going to kill you, but it isn't going to make you feel good.
Yeah.
Right. Either. So just with regard to breads and cheeses and things, those travel pretty good.
Yeah.
But again, a bread's a piece of sponge. Right. So if you've got something bad on your hand and you grab a bun right from handling something raw, just know that you could cross contaminate. And that's going to cause problems to your guests. And nobody wants that. I mean,
no.
it, even accidental, I get it.
Even your glass.
Right. Yeah. Great point, Bob.
Yeah.
Your beer bottle or your glass, because if you handle it with that dirty hand and then you take and take the glove off even, and now you're handling it with the hand you're eating with, it's going to happen.
And make sure you change your bottles and cans frequently.
Right.
That's
right.
The best thing you've said so far.
The best safety tip.
Yeah, right. Speaking of which, I think the meat man actually brought some beverages this morning too. So coming up in the next segment, we're going to dive into maybe some of the more fun recipes and things to eat at a tailgate, but you always got to wash them down a little bit. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each every week. It's the Tailgate Show. Stick with us. We'll be back.